Regardless of where one was born or raised, or the type of family dynamic they inherited, everyone has a story. Naturally, the story begins when we are very young, but no one knows our deepest feelings, our hurts, our expectations, or our dreams, because we are just kids full of boundless energy, mischief, and careless abandon, spending precious time thinking about what happened yesterday or what might be in our lunchbox tomorrow is a waste, right? For me, it was quite different. Ever since childhood, I have been a thinker. By quietly studying the people surrounding my young life, I was fascinated. My mind frequently wandered away from my own reality into the dangerously uncharted territory of comparing myself to others. I realized that everyone had their own stories, but they did not seem as concerned about the outcome as I was. They seemed to live in the moment, while I pondered the truth of their realities. Trying to understand the behavior of others compared to my own behavior started to consume me. By meditating with this mentality, the most rewarding lesson I learned was that understanding my story was less important than my ultimate vocation of being able to help others to understand theirs. My only regret is that it took me so many years and experiences. How many children really understand their emotional compass? During what stage of life does adulthood actually express emotional intelligence? It occurred to me that just because one's biological clock indicates adulthood, it does not render him or her an expert at understanding people or life. My story began early, as I mentioned above. At what stage of life did your story begin?